transformed by the renewing of your minds. Welcome to Moments with the Queen.
Hi, my name is Queen Sisan, and I am your host for the Moments with the Queen show. Have you ever heard about self-leadership? Would you like to learn about things you can do that would enable the giant in you emerge, like your personality, developing good communication skills, dealing with low self-esteem, having the ability to talk to anybody, anytime, anywhere? Have you ever felt that you could be better than where you currently are? Then stick with me. I will tell you how I transformed from the insecure, incoherent child I was through faith, purpose, capacity building, and mind transformation to the person I am becoming. Remember, transformation is in action. See you soon.
All right, another very beautiful Friday, fantabulous, fantawhelming, really exciting Friday evening, and it's good to have you here on the Moments with the Queen show. Thank you so much for staying tuned. Thank you so much for joining us. If you're just tuning in, welcome, welcome. There is always room for more. Right about now, it's about 3 minutes past 7 o'clock, and thank you so much once again for connecting with us, wherever it is you're connecting with us from, whether you're in Kogi State or wherever it is you're listening to this right now. I celebrate you. All right, my name is Queen Sisan, and we're going to be talking on purpose discovery. All right, so this is actually the very first Friday in the month of June, so we are having a series. I told you that you could go on our social media platform at grace955fm.com. I will say it again, is grace955fm.com. And I already have spilled what we have in store for this month, because we'll be having two guests along the way, and it's going to be really exciting. Not today, our first guest will be coming in next week, and then our next guest will be coming in the week after which you will get to wrap it all up. Okay, so we're talking about purpose discovery. So I would advise that you grab your pens, grab your books, not just paper, because you could actually misplace your paper, and get ready to ask questions along the line. So while I talk, if there are questions you want to ask, because we don't really have so much time to take a lot of calls, so you can start sending in your questions as an SMS so we can actually address them. And then remember, of course, after we join the speech rebrander Abimbola Oshodi, we would be having the Sell Your Market segment, and that would happen for a few minutes, about 8 minutes or thereabout. So the Moments with the Queen show is actually fully packed, and you do not want to miss out. You know how we do the introductory song? This one is Miranda Curtis, and it's titled Open Heaven. I'm going to play you one song, one very beautiful song done by Dunsin Oyinkan, Fragrance to Fire, and then we'll be right back. Do not touch that down. Do not go nowhere. This is Teal, the Queen of the Airwaves, and this is me saying welcome, welcome. If you're just joining in, there's always room for more.
One more time. First it was fragrance, then it turned to fire. Asha. This is how you win your battle. Roll, let's go. Tell your neighbor, say, give me space.
Have you ever listened to the Moments with the Queen podcast? Would you love to be part of a community committed to growth and development through faith, capacity building, and mind transformation? Are you ready to give your all to move from whatever state you are now into a better phase of life? Then be a part of something awesome. The Moments with the Queen community is a community geared towards your lifting, so in the end, you can lift others. We are all a work in progress. Join us on Facebook and Instagram at Moments with the Queen community. Remember, transformation is in action.
All right, thank you very much for staying with us. This is still Grace 95.5 FM. In case you're just joining in, this is the Moments with the Queen show. Happens every Friday. I sincerely apologize for being unavailable, unavoidably unavailable last week. All right, so today and the month of June, we would actually be dissecting and analyzing purpose discovery. All right. So, but what I'll be doing today is telling you the essence of discovering purpose. Okay? Because it's something that people downplay. There are some times where maybe you're actually trying to find your feet in life, and some persons don't want to be stressed. They see it as kind of sort of stress, you know. So that's not what we're trying to do. We're not trying to come and put so much pressure on you, you know, but this is reality, and this is something that every individual who wants to live on earth and not just exist, you know, has to wake up to. All right. So don't be in that physical, like, I beg, I cannot just come and kill myself. Nah. All right. It's really not that difficult. It's really not that tough. It begins first with realizing that there is a need for you to wake up to why you're here on this earth. I think I've said it before on the radio, probably I'll say it again, that this earth is like a market. You came to get something, to buy something. All right, so it's like you are coming to buy something. You now enter the market, you'll now be distracted. Maybe they sell you to buy soap. They sell you to buy soap, and you enter the market and you are looking for Bairu. You are now confused. Ahem. So in simple terms, perhaps you were sent to the market to buy soap, and then you go to the market and you're searching for a pen. You don't miss out, let me that, no. You get it, exactly. Okay, so this is something that every individual, young, old, advanced, really old, yeah, has to bear in mind. So wherever it is that you're listening to me from, the very first question I want you to ask yourself is, am I living a life of purpose? Remember I said no pressure, like no bad pressure. I should put it that way. All right, so this is not going to disturb your mental health. You just have to understand that this is for the greater good. So am I living a life of purpose? There's something that happens to you actually when you're not just living life for a paycheck. You're not just living life because this is what I get to end, you know, at the end of the day. You're living life because this is what you're supposed to be doing. All right. So there's something it does for you. So that's the question. Are you living a life of purpose? Now, not many persons take out time to really ask themselves these questions. Like, not many persons, because of course, subsequently, we're still going to be throwing a couple of questions that you need to ask self. You need to ask for yourself as a father, as a mother, as a child, as a youth, as a teenager. You need to ask yourself. Now, when we talk about purpose, the reason for a thing is the purpose. Purpose, that's what you call purpose. The reason. Like, I was talking about something on YouTube earlier in the week, and I used a pen example. And I said, when the pen I was holding was made, the person who created it knows the reason why he made the pen. And many times your purpose is not for you. All right, so it's not like you probably have you have a purpose and then you just want to hold it, like, okay, maybe I can sing. So you just want to bask in the euphoria of the fact that I can sing, and that's all that there is to it. There's no, you're not trying to get better. You're not trying to know why can I sing. Okay, so I've said it earlier before. If you've been following the Moments with the Queen, I say it a lot, and I'm saying it again. Growing up as a child, I was this person that could do, and I still can do so many things. If you see me here, I'm there. See me here, I'm there. Same anywhere, you know. So it's almost really difficult for you to say, what are you supposed to be? Are you supposed to be an actress? Are you supposed to be a lawyer? Are you supposed to be a doctor? What are you supposed, what should you even do? And some person say, anything I lay my hands to do, I will do it. It's fine. That's true. That's a mantra. Some person say that, see, anything you want to do in this life, you can do it. If you are determined, you will succeed. I don't know if you're listening to me now, and that's what you actually say to yourself. I'm just trying to, I don't know, it's not to bust your bubble, but it's like a lazy way of life. Like, you don't want to know, or you don't want to attempt to know why your creator has put you here on this earth. And remember that I always like to tell people that any purpose discovery that excludes God out of it, that's a very risky kind of purpose discovery, because it's like you don't want to know the brand owner, you don't want to know the person who has created this stuff, but you say you want to know about it. You might head into heresy, you might head into, you know, you might just get into some very, very funny kind of places that you do not want to be. Okay, so I am going to be hammering on the essence of purpose discovery, because next week we'll be having a life coach. Her name is Ella Audia, and she's going to be reaching to us all the way from Owerri, and we'll be asking her some questions as regards this purpose discovery thing. The week after that, God willing, we'll be having another speaker who would also be taking us on this whole purpose discovery journey. And he's the author of about 2 books, Discovering Purpose, and some other books that he has actually, you know, written still in the line of this thing. And also has the Purpose School. So there are so many things that if you actually encounter, you know that, okay, I've come in contact with something and it is tangible. Once on this show, I have talked about the fact that when you want to discover your purpose, you have to pay attention to your giftings, you have to pay attention to the things that you can do and all that. Yeah, but that's not what I'm about for today. I just want to let you understand the essence of this thing so you can follow suit. Okay, so I talked about myself who used to be really everywhere and all. I told you one of the things that helped me break through was service. I started serving in the little way I could. Started serving from that one that I know. Let me even be putting this one to use. And then eventually you find out that everything that you can do is all roped in one way or the other. All right? So whether you are a father, whether you are a mother, I don't know where you... Owner of company, establishment, there are 10 houses in your name. You are high, you are low, wherever it is, whatever position you actually think you are. The question is, why? Why? Why do I have this child? Why did God deem it fit to give this child to me? There's a purpose. Why did I marry this man? What's the why? What is God saying? Because sometimes we just get to cloud our thoughts with what we want to hear. Like these people, I said, I'm sorry to burst your bubble. You're like, see, you can be anything you want to be. It's not like it's wrong. It's true. I mean, as a man, you are powerful. As a human being, you're powerful. We are limitless beings. I like to say that a lot. I am a limitless being. I don't see anything that should hold you back except what you decide that should hold you back. But there's one thing about doing just about anything because you can do it. There's another thing about doing what is essential. Someone once said that you should not be seeking the validation of the whole world. Some people think that is until they get to the spotlight, that's when they've been able to fulfill purpose. There's a person in the Bible, a woman mentioned in the Bible just once. Her name is Anna. The only thing she was mentioned for was that she prayed for the coming of Jesus. Like that was the only thing she was mentioned for. All right, so you would get to understand that not everybody's purpose is supposed to put them on the limelight. So this thing you're doing that the world may not be seeing, is God at peace with it? Is God happy? Do you have that peace of mind? Do you have to steal? Do you have to rob a bank? Do you have to borrow? Do you have to please people who don't even care about you? Yes, they will claim because people would always talk. That's their nature. But if they don't care, how you would know is that, see, people can say this thing to you today. Give them another many days. They've changed with the weather. So the only thing that is constant, the only thing that is not changing, you know, the Bible says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I would always quote from the scriptures, all right? That's the baseline. So if you're looking at it, God, he's unchangeable. So whatever he says concerning you is something that you know you can hold on to. So if he tells you that you are a chosen generation, do you know that it's something that you can hold on to? That's why somebody can say, okay, wake up today and say I'm a man. Wake up tomorrow and say I'm a woman. So many confused things in the mind. And, you know, this is something that you as an individual has to take out time to process. All right? And then you have to hold on to the truth. Truth that is not changing. Truth that is fixed. Truth that is what it is. All right? So there's so many things when it actually comes to purpose discovery, and we're going to be getting really practical, you know, in this particular subject. We're going to be getting really practical. Do you know there are some persons who are good? Like, you know, they do a lot of charity work, they do a lot of good stuff. Good stuff in themselves are not wrong, but do you know some persons do it just because they want to be acknowledged, like just so people can just clap for them and say, gee, you are a generous giver. If you check it, the intent, the motive, deep down, is still because you want to prove something to people. Not really because you've understood that this is something you're supposed to be doing because God has said so. Or because this is something that will make God happy. Or because this is what God has actually brought you on this earth to do. So whether you are being applauded for it or you're not being applauded for it, you will do it. You know, So until you actually get to this place where you ask yourself these questions as a father, as a mother, as a child, what am I actually here for? And you don't just ask randomly. People cannot answer you. People cannot. Where friends can help is because, of course, there are things that people see about you that you may not see about yourself. I've talked about the fact that you as an individual, you have your blind spots, like that part of yourself that people see, but you don't see it. So yeah, your friends could know that, man, you're great with music. When you play the keyboard, it's like there's another, maybe even yourself, you may not be feeling that, but then there's that. So you have to take note of it. You have to actually put it down. You have to. When you wake up in the morning, I saw this recently when I was reading a book. What are some of the dominant thoughts that you're consistently thinking? Because there's something about consistency. What's something that you, every day, you are thinking about it? Every day you're thinking about it. What's something that when you see, you get so much joy or you get angry? I think I've mentioned it before that if I see a movie that is awesome, beautifully, some people see movies for fun, which is great, but if I see a movie that lacks a message, like there is no content in what I see content as, which is that it has a message, is passing, it can transform lives or stuff like that, I get heartbroken. I could just keep wondering why they would produce that movie the way they produced it. Why would they do that? Why would that person say that kind of thing? I would just be pissed, like this thing this person just said now might have ruined somebody's life. And I would just be pissed. And you, perhaps when you walk through maybe the marketplace, you see people who are beggarly on the street and your heart is broken and you're like, God, if I have so much money, I would like to do this, I would like to do that. All those things are actually indications of something if you really pay attention to it. So there's a huge reason why you should take out time to trust God to find what you were created on this earth to do. That is why we're taking a whole month to go on this journey with you, even bringing out people who we can have on the radio, who we can ask questions from their own, you know, wealth and reservoir of expertise. Yes, and we can ask them how it's different for everybody. I remember someone asking me, how did you really find out, okay, this is something you were supposed to be doing? See, it's not even me that you're seeing me here today. You might be feeling like, okay, so yeah, you're walking in purpose, but is that the extent? Is that the height of it? No. Every new day, there's something new. There's something unraveling. There's something you didn't see. There's something, but you just find that the little steps are taking you to that big destination, that major destination. So you just got to understand, say, you get why, right? You just got to understand, say, you get why. You went there for this place. When you did it, when they listen to me, so you get why you did where you did. The things when you don't experience for this, like, you get why you don't experience. And that's another thing to take. What is your life's experience? Because nobody has your story. It's unique to you. Father, mother, children, teenagers, youths. Many times it's one thing that, okay, as I'm in this life, ideally it's like primary school, secondary school, university. If you're a lady, they will say marriage. If you're a man, yeah, we'll find job. And then the pressure is so much. You see a lot of guys who, because, hey, I'm a guy, I need to cater for my family, I need to do this, I need to do that, I need to be a man. So the, you see people that is almost so, it's so depressing. Some persons are almost, they almost want to take their own lives. But hey, see, there are some things that are greater than money. One of those things is value, genuine value. Actually, money is attracted to value. So when you flip the coin and you begin to chase after money, instead of you to chase after value so that money will chase after you, then already is a disoriented system. There's a problem there already, because you enter into a wild goose chase. Like, it's like there is this slavery kind of stuff that if you're not careful, you'll just be roped in. Okay, so first things first is, what value am I offering? What value am I giving? Even if you are a business person, these days you come across people who run businesses, like, gee, they're running businesses, but they are not interested in the value they are offering. The only thing they want to know is that you are paying them money. So they can manipulate you, they can insist, they can scream, just so you can pay them a certain amount of money. And when you pay them, whether you are a bike rider, keke rider, whatever it is that you're doing, If money is the only thing that you are saying, you see, it's not difficult to part with money if you can understand value. It's not difficult to part with money if you can understand value. So if the only thing is like, I carry from this, give my money. No, Allah, take your money, go with peace. But is that all there is? Have you ever entered maybe a transport company that you were so comfortable? You say, see, they are this thing, it's expensive. But I beg, I don't mind, I go pay them again. It's value. And you offer value when you begin to live. See, when you actually discover purpose, you find that you are in your niche. You're not trying to compete with anybody. You are just there. Only you are just there. And there, you're a king. You're a leader. That's what something I always say, that everybody has a leadership potential in them. Everybody. Just depends on the sphere you're called to. All right? So this is the reason why we want to take time to really dissect this purpose discovery series. And I asked on Instagram, and you can go on our Instagram page and check it out at grace95.5 fm. I'll take that again, is grace95.5 fm, or you can just connect via our website at grace955fm.com. I'll take that again, grace955fm.com. I said, what is purpose? What do you understand as, what do you understand by the word purpose, or when you hear purpose, what comes to mind? All right, so remember I said that you can send in your questions and I would answer it. We're going on a quick break right now. Of course, after the break, I would give room for you to contribute, ask questions. If you have questions about purpose that is troubling your heart, bring it out, okay? Ask them, so that when we have our guests starting from next week, we'll be able to deal with this questions. Meanwhile, just in case you know somebody who wants to listen to this particular show, and you can always send them the Grace 95.5 FM link. That's grace955fm.com link. Or you can tell them to simply go on Google. That is after this episode, by next week. Once you go on Google and click the Moments with the Queen podcast. Somebody has asked me before, Queen Sisan, what is a podcast? I thought it's like an online radio. PODCAST, Moments with the Queen podcast. You'll be able to follow through this series, and perhaps maybe after you're done with the series, you want to listen to it again. Once you just go on the Moments with the Queen podcast, you'll be able to listen to it again. All right, so you can probably follow it and learn and listen to the strategies, know which one you've not implemented, which one you need to implement, and it only gets better. All right, so this is where I get to give volume to Miranda Curtis's song. We're going to a quick break. I'll be right back. This is Grace 95.5 FM. I'm broadcasting from the top of Mount Patti here in Lokoja. I don't know where you're listening to us from, and Queen Sisan is my name. K to the W to the double E to the N to the S to the I to the S to the A to the N. And I like to say that I am the queen of the airways. But if you're just joining in, welcome. There's always room for more. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Get transformed by the renewing of your minds. Welcome to Moments with the Queen.
Have you ever listened to the Moments with the Queen podcast? Would you love to be part of a community committed to growth and development through faith, capacity building, and mind transformation? Are you ready to give your all to move from whatever state you are now into a better phase of life? Then be a part of something awesome. The Moments with the Queen community is a community geared towards your lifting, so in the end, you can lift others. We are all a work in progress. Join us on Facebook and Instagram at Moments with the Queen community. Remember, transformation is in action.
All right. This is still Grace 95.5 FM. The Queen of the Airwaves is still the lady behind the mic. And thank you so much for staying with us. It's exactly 31 minutes past 7 on the Super Evening Show. Here is the Moments with the Queen show. Yay. All right. So today we are actually talking about the essence of purpose discovery. The essence of purpose discovery. It's something that you have to awaken in your heart. And, you know, we talked about the fact that when you get there, when you know that, okay, I'm on the right path, there's just this knowing, there's just this joy, there's just this, whenever you do something that has, you know, line what you've actually been called to do, you know, it gives you this unusual joy. And many times your purpose is not for you, you know, it's for others. It is for others. So it's something that you use to serve others. All right, so now is the time where I get to open the phone lines, and I'll be doing that just for a short time, for a while. All right, I'll be doing that till about 7:40 before we join the speech with Banda Abimbola Oshodi to tell us a thing or two, and afterwards we'll take the Sell Your Market segment. So you can call in now on 0703099-3083 if you have a question. Perhaps while I was talking, there was something that came to your heart. You can also send in an SMS. And now is the best time to send in an SMS. Don't send in an SMS when the show is about to end, because I may not be able to answer it. Okay? All right. So 0703099-3083. If you want to perhaps be anonymous, something is in your heart and it's bothering you and you want to say it as regards this whole purpose thing, or maybe you started this somehow, somewhere, and it's like, you know, conflu, no gel. All right, let me hear it. Okay, and then maybe if you have that conviction that, see, Quincy's, and I know I'm in line and I'm walking in purpose, and I think I want to share a bit of my purpose discovery story, I will let you in, but not for long. All right, so let's see who our first caller is going to be. Hello. All right, please do to call back into the show. This is the Moments with the Queen show. And 070, I'll take the number again, 070-3099-3083 is the number that you get a call. All right, so I have a text message here. I'm going to read your text message. It says, Queen Ma, I'm just this person who can do almost everything at hand, but please, how do I discover my purpose? You see how the Bible talked about the man that had 10 talents? That's a wonderful one. That is a wonderful one. All right. How you can discover your purpose is what we're going to be talking about on this purpose discovery series. All right. But what worked for me is, what are those things that you can do with your hands? Start first in that little, pick one. Or if there's a way you can combine a lot together. Sometimes, like me, I'm quite great with management. So I have that eyes that, okay, if we are built, let's see how these five things can combine together to make something out of it. So these things that you can do, list them out. List them according to the ones you enjoy doing. List them according to the order of priority. Then there's always one that is consistent. Me, I used to know how to do a lot of things, but I was like, okay, what's one thing that was consistent? I found out that in everything that I could do, one thing that was that kept on reoccurring was talking. What is the thing that when you do it, people applaud you? So maybe your own is the craft. Whenever you do something with your hands, people are in awe. It could be that you're supposed to, in the long run, maybe have this craft kind of factory, or you're supposed to be able to have maybe a skill acquisition center where you get to train people who don't have these things, and you get to take people off the street, people who are suffering, you know, they get blessed with skills that you have been able to put together, you know, and train them in. Another thing you can do is, this thing that I know how to do, how is it useful in the market? Like, how can it actually be of value to somebody in the market? So by the time you start asking these questions, there would always be one out of these things that you can do that is so laid pressed in your spirit. Like, for me, the talking has always been a part of me. Oh, Queen Sisan, back in school, it was always a lot of Queen Sisan. Then, if I have things I want to present, they say, oh, go and give a spoken word. Not like spoken word as per poetry, but just do this public speaking, talk about something. And off my head, even as I'm staying with you here now, if you tell me, just pick a topic, write something about it, as something will come. Anybody who follows me on social media knows that they're like, Sisan, you can write for Africa. I write. Yeah, so this whole thing comes from the whole point of talking words. And then I got to find out that I don't just write just for writing's sake. Most times my energy comes when I'm writing about people. All right? When I'm writing about people. So I'm picking a central theme there. So gather those things that you know you can do. Gather them. You will see a central theme. All right, quickly, because time is already going. Let's say hello. Good evening. Hello, good evening. What's your name and where are you calling us from? Hello, good evening. Oh dear. Okay, let's see. Okay, all right. Someone says, Nagode, thank you very much for that. All right, the number to call once again is 0703083. Okay, you can call in and you can send in a text message. Many times in this purpose thing, it's very difficult for people who know how to do a lot of things. You know how parable of this person with two talents, this person with... But at the end of the day, you will find out that these things, you can always almost put them together and label them as one. I was telling a story that in school, I didn't see media. Whenever I act, people are like, oh my God, you need to go into Nollywood. Yeah, there was that. And some people are like, ah, you this woman, ah, ministry. Glory. Ah, you know, but I found that where is everything boiling down to? Like I said, it is the words. So at the end of the day, you might now find a mission statement. What's a mission statement? All these skills that you have is to do something. So you're going to be using all the skills to do something. So at the end of the day, it's not what you're doing that will now be like the major, the gang inside. So while you're listing these cues, also think about what you like doing. Me, I like helping people. I remember then when I used to answer these kind of questions over and over again. If you say, what do you like? I say, helping. It gives me joy. And people don't understand. Some people are like, what's wrong with you? And my friends would say, are you jollof rice? Whatever. But it gives me joy. It legitimately gives me joy to help people. Like, I feel like it's one of the things that God has called me to do. So when I see that this person, in any way that you have an issue that can be of help to you, then what happened was, okay, so I realized that I've been helped of God. Yeah, because I knew where I was coming from and then how I got to where I am right now. So I was like, wait though, if God has helped me like this, then what is stopping me from also the same process, the same things that he's been teaching and, you know, that I've been learning? How about somebody else also picks this? Because remember what I said about your story. Many times, what you've gone through, there is a power it gives you because you've gone through it. You've gone through it. Oh, you were this person, very stubborn, very, and then something happened to you. It's not always that way. That's why I said that there are many ways to it. All right. But when you find it, there's just this peace. You will know. Okay. One more minute. Okay. I believe there is no particular formula to purpose discovery. It has everything to do with doing. Many people do nothing than thinking. Thinking alone does not give you, thinking alone does not get you to discover your purpose. Purpose discovery is a refined work out of many journeys of no tiredness. In the pool of your doing, somehow you will find it. All right, beautiful. It's actually true. That's why I said one of the things that helped me was service. All right, but one thing I always say is, outside of God, you can almost miss out on it because your motives become polluted. While you're doing what you're doing, you know, becomes polluted and all that. So there is that. But there is no one person. There are some people that, in the purpose thing, I remember a lady, Victoria Chimanwana, when I started following her very early. She started a website and she's like, see, I'm just a girl that knows that I like to be good to people. I don't know this thing about purpose. I don't know. But as she kept on going on, she found out that her strategies of being good, because you cannot help everybody. If you look at it, everybody's helping somebody somehow. The market woman is helping you. The teacher is helping you. The shoemaker is helping you. People are helping you. So, but you find out that there is a way you are helping. There's a consistent way you are helping. So that's one thing she got to find out, that, oh, she likes teaching people what she knows. So once she learns, she comes out to teach. She's learning, and it gives her so much joy. So there's that. So you get to eventually understand, you know, these things as you progress. And remember what I said, it's not something that you grasp in all entirety immediately. All right, my name is Queen Sisan, and this is the Moments with the Queen show. Remember I said that probably you missed out on this. It will be available on the Moments with the Queen podcast shortly. All right, by the end of the month of June, you'll be able to gain access to all of them in case you want to listen to this series over and over and over again. And I said next week we'll be having Ella Odia from Oweri, and the week after we'll also be connecting with Mr. Purpose. His name is Noah Toluleke, and he would also be connecting with us, and we'll get to ask questions, we'll get to dig, you know, deeper into this Purpose talk. All right, there are some strong points Mr. Noah has, and when I hear it, I'm like, wow. Okay, so just stay with us, all right? Stay with us. The time is 7 o'clock every Friday. Right about now, we'll join Abimbola Oshodi, the speech rebrander. And any other questions that you would actually send in after now, we'll have to leave it till perhaps the last week of the month and we'll address it in full. Okay, so we're joining Abimbola Oshodi, the speech rebrander. Well, she teaches you some things about pronunciations. All right, so if you actually pay attention to this, you'd pronounce better. And after we're done with that, we'll take calls again for a couple of minutes where you sell your market. Basically, what you just have to do is tell me what you do. All right, just tell me what you do. Tell me your location. Share, say yourself in like how many minutes as quickly as you can. All right, so let's join Abimbola. Here we go.
Hello there. This is Abimbola Oshodi, the speech rebrander. I hope you've been having a great day. All right, so for the commonly mispronounced words this week, I won't be sending 10 your ways. Rather, I will be teaching just 2 pairs of commonly mispronounced words. Now, here's the thing. Words like this are being mispronounced and they are confused because they have the same origin. So people mistake them for each other. All right. Now, for these words with TH, bath and bathe, you just need to know one thing. First, the one with only TH is the noun. The one with the THE is the verb. Then, the second thing, the one with only TH will have the sound, you have in think and wealth. The one with THE will have the sound, the sound you have in those and rather. Then, number 3, remember this, the vowel sounds are different. Now, there is no fast and hard rule about this. You just need to learn the vowel sounds and then you make use of them correctly in sentences. So, bath. I take my bath every day. Actually, everybody's meant to do that. Then, for bathe, you can say, I bathe with warm water. So, bath is the noun, bathe is the verb. Then, the next pair is breath and breathe. Based on what I said earlier, breath, the one with only TH, is the noun. While breathe, the one with THE, is the verb. Remember also, whenever it ends with only TH, the sound is th. Whenever it ends with THE, the sound is th. So, take in a deep breath. Breathe out. Okay, so I just said take in a deep breath, which is the noun. And then I said breathe out. That is the verb. So, here is just the 2 pairs of the commonly mispronounced and confused words for this week. Keep speaking English like you mean it.
Have you ever listened to the Moment to the Queen podcast? Would you love to be part of a community committed to growth and development through faith, capacity building, and mind transformation? Are you ready to give your all to move from whatever stage you are now into a better phase of life? Then be a part of something awesome. The Moment with the Queen community is a community geared towards your lifting, so in the end, you can lift others. We are all a work in progress. Join us on Facebook and Instagram at Moment with the Queen community. Remember, transformation is in action.
They get transformed by the renewing of your minds. Welcome to Moments with the Queen.
All right, amazing. Thank you very much for staying with us. If you're just joining in, welcome, welcome. There's always room for more. I tell you, though, you have missed out on a lot. Mm-hmm. But then it's better late than never. And you can always gain access to this content via the Moments with the Queen podcast. All you have to do is just go on Google and click that. Yes. And that would be after we are done with the series. Click, click. Okay. All right. So I'm broadcasting from the top of Mount Patti here in Lokoja Kogi State. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about the essence of purpose. But we're done with that. What we want to do right now is give you an avenue to sell your market as quickly as you can. So if you're calling in now, you're not calling in to talk about purpose. You're just calling in to tell me what you do and where you do it. And you, who knows, just speak to your target markets. You get it. You got to talk to the person that needs your goods, that needs your services, people who you think needs you. And I like to say something like, if you are finally going to do this, why should I go for you? Like, why? Just tell me what singles you out? What makes you different? What's that confidence that you actually have in what you do? So call in 070-3099-3099. 0703. I'll take that again, 0703 0909 3083. We do not have much time, so utilize it as much as you can. You have just 40 seconds to sell your market, so please make the most of it. Call in, tell us your name, tell us where you're calling us from, tell us what you do. We do this every Friday, so I would always advise that you prepare for it. Hello, good evening. What's your name and where are you calling us from? Hello, can you hear me? What's your name and where are you calling us from? All right, please do well to call back into the show. The time is not our friend at all. We're trying to manage and maximize this time as much as we can. So 0703099-3083. Sell your market. Tell us your name. Tell us what you do. Or if you have an establishment, you're a business owner, you do something, just sell your market as quickly as possible in the next about 40 seconds. Hello. Do well to call back into the show. Make the most of this moment. Make the most of this time. Speak to Kogi State. Speak to Local Jazz. Speak to the world. Tell us what you do. All right. Hello. Good evening. Hello. Good evening.
Hello.
Yes. Good evening. Your name and where you're calling us from. All right. Do well to call back into the show. I don't know what is going on. I've been getting more text messages. I don't know what's going on, but please, for your sell your market, I cannot read text messages because it's me that is now doing it for you. No, I want you to do it yourself. All right, I want to hear your voice when you're saying what you're saying. We want to hear, you know, how well you believe in your brand and in whatever it is that you represent. So 070, time is still ticking. We do this till about 7:52. And right about now, it's 7:49. So we have how many minutes? About 3 minutes, thereabout. Aha, so you don't want to miss out on it. 0703099-3083 is the number to call. It's a sell your market segment. So you just have to call in and tell us what you do. All right, as quickly as possible. Hello, good evening. Your name and where you're calling us from. Yeah, hello, good evening. Your name and where you're calling us from. Hello. All right. Please do well to call back into the show. Yes. Let's see how we can go about this. Hello.
Hello. Good evening. Good evening.
Yes. Good evening. What's your name and where are you calling us from?
My name is Gabriel.
Your name is?
Gabriel.
Your name is?
Gabriel.
Gabriel, please turn down the volume of your radio set and go right ahead and tell us what you do. Oh, dear. Gabriel. 0703099-3083. Okay, do this. When you call in, say your name, say your location, and just shoot. All right, just fire down. Hello, good evening. Please turn down the volume on your radio. Say, yeah, what's your name and where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Kogi State.
Okay, go right ahead. Tell us what you do. Amazing. We have 2 more minutes. 0703099-3083 is the number to call, and you have to call in as quickly as possible. Hello, good evening. Your name?
Hello.
Hello, good evening. Okay, 0703099-3083. I'm sorry, I cannot read out text messages. You have to call into the show. Hello, good evening.
Good evening, ma.
Good evening. What's your name? Where are you calling us from? Go right ahead and tell us what you do.
My name is Abdul Inda. I'm calling from Ganaja Village, Kogi State.
Okay. Go right ahead.
I sell block and I'm moving block.
Okay. You sell...
My number...
Your location...
My number is Ganaja Village.
Okay, okay.
My number is 081-3704-6323.
Okay. All right. As quickly as you can, call your number. You can still call it again. You know, you can keep calling it, you know, while you exhaust your 40 seconds. So try your best to actually make the most of the time that you have available to you. We have just 1 more minute. All right. Hello. Good evening.
Hello.
Hello. Good evening. What's your name and where are you calling from? And your background is noisy.
My name is Grace. I'm calling from Philele.
Apologies, Grace. Please find a place that is peaceful. Okay. 0703099-3083 is the number to call us. And I think I can only take one last call, and that would be it. I am sorry. Don't text. Ejo, don't text. All right, 0703099-3083. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good evening. What's your name and where you calling us
from? Hello.
Yes, hello. Good evening. Your name, where you're calling us from, and go right ahead. All right, I have about 40 more seconds to go. I can only take one last call. If it doesn't work, this is where we call it a wrap. All right, so 0703099-3083 is the number to call. All right, hello, good evening. Hello, good evening. Hello. What's your name and where are you calling us from?
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you clearly. Go right ahead.
Hello.
I can hear you.
Please. Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, good evening,
ma. Right, there's no time. Your name or you're calling us from, and go right ahead.
My name is Umi. I'm calling from Ganaja.
Okay.
Hello.
Go ahead. All right, I don't know if it's network, but yes, this happens every Friday. So prepare to pitch yourself. I'm so sorry. We are not taking any more calls. This would continue next week, Friday. All right, this is where I get to say my goodbyes. But hey, I'll go on a short break, really short break. And then I'll say a word of appreciation to persons who have actually been able to make the show become a success. And I'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Queen Sisan, and I am your host for the Moments with the Queen show. Have you ever heard about self-leadership? Would you like to learn about things you can do that would enable the giant in you emerge, like your personality, developing good communication skills, dealing with low self-esteem, having the ability to talk to anybody, anytime, anywhere? Have you ever felt that you could be better than where you currently are? Then stick with me. I will tell you how I transformed from the insecure, incoherent child I was through faith, purpose, capacity building, and mind transformation to the person I am becoming. Remember, transformation is in action. See you soon.
All right, it is official. You are wonderful, really wonderful. All right, thank you very much for being with me right from where we kicked off by 7 o'clock up until now. You're amazing. I'm so sorry I cannot take any more calls. I don't know how you can maximize this, but sell your market would always begin at exactly 7:45. Okay, so yes, the Moments with the Queen show would run, but we'll try our best to bring sell your market to you by 7:45. So please plan it. It's just about 8 minutes. Okay, so that we don't have to get to this point where we're trying to contain calls that keep coming in. And no, sell your market, we don't take text messages. All right, this is a Moments with the Queen show. Wherever it is you're listening to us from, we are live in Lokoja, the Confluence City. Aha. And I want to say a very big thank you to Abimbola Oshodi, a very big thank you to Ascent Communications, and Agupusi Ebube for wonderful graphic designs. Of course, you can check that on our IG page. I want to say thank you to the Moments with the Queen community, and of course, for Star Voiceovers. All right. So thank you so much to you who has paid attention to listening this amazing show. Thank you so much for your contribution. Thank you for getting a pen and a book. Thank you for being serious. Thank you for learning. All right, thank you for being open, you know, to learn and for growth. Queen Sisan is my name, Kwensisan. That's my name on every social media platform, Instagram, what, where, okay, no, yes, even WhatsApp, that's my name, Bosha. Mm-hmm. All right, and then remember, you can also follow the Moments with the Queen community on Instagram. It's MWTK community on Instagram. On Facebook, it's Moments with the Queen community. And remember, I said, in case you missed out on today's episode, by the end of the month it will be available on the Moments with the Queen podcast. Okay, I'll take that again. It will be available on the Moments with the Queen podcast. How do you get to access that? Just go on Google and click the Moments with the Queen, and Queen is spelled Kwensisan. Never forget, you matter. I love you, and God loves you too. This is where I get to say my goodbyes. But I think you see here, dear John Boisha. Here go.
Have you ever listened to the Moments with the Queen podcast? Would you love to be part of a community committed to growth and development through faith, capacity building, and mind transformation? Are you ready to give your all to move from whatever stage you are now into a better phase of life? Then be a part of something awesome. The Moments with the Queen community is a community geared towards your lifting, so in the end,
you can lift others. We are all a work in progress. Join us on Facebook and Instagram at Moments with the Queen Community. Remember, transformation is in action.